Number 3. Where do you live? With the introductions out of the way, you might want to find out something more about the people you have just met. In this lesson, you will learn the numbers necessary to ask for a person's address and telephone number. You will also learn how to give this information about yourself, as well as a few other things about neighbors in general. This is the first conversation and its explanation.
Čia tu esi Daiva.
Here you are, Daiva.
Prašau susipažinti su mano draugu Martinu.
Please meet my friend Martinas.
Malonu tave sutikti, Martinai.
It is nice to meet you, Martinas.
Kokia yra tavo pavardė?
What is your last name?
Mano pavardė yra Kiškis.
My last name is Kiškis.
Kur tu gyveni?
Where do you live?
Aš gyvenu visai netoli Lindeno gatvėje.
I live quite near, on Linden Street.
Koks yra tavo adresas?
What is your address?
Mano adresas yra Lindeno gatvė 17.
My address is 17 Linden Street.
Ji yra čia pat, kaiminystėje.
That's right in the neighborhood.
O koks yra tavo telefono numeris?
And what's your telephone number?
964-5832.
964-5832. In the last lesson, you learned the numbers 1 to 10. Next, you will learn the first set of derived numbers, the lika or teen numbers. They are made up of the base primary numbers plus lika. And they are 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16, 16, 17, 17, 18, 18, and 19, 19. You know that koks tavo vardas or koks jūsų vardas means what is your name. Vardas means first name. If you want to know surname, you ask kokia tavo pavardė. Kokia jūsų pavardė? What is your last name? In the conversation, Martinas lives near his friends. Jis yra kaimynas. He is a neighbor. Martinas gyvena arti. Martinas lives nearby. The opposite of arti is toli, far or far away, as in ar tu gyveni toli? Do you live far away? Two more examples. Lietuva yra toli. Lithuania is far. Mano motina gyvena arti. My mother lives nearby. This is the second conversation of this lesson.
Kur jūs gyvenate?
Where do you live?
Mano draugas ir aš gyvename Čikagoje.
My friend and I live in Chicago.
Koks yra jūsų adresas?
What is your address?
Mes gyvename Granto gatvėje 274, gražiame naujame name.
We live at 274 Grant Street in a beautiful new house.
Vasarą aš gyvenu kaime pas tėvus.
During summer, I live in the country with my parents.
Ar jums patinka gyventi mieste?
Do you like to live in the city?
Ne, man nepatinka miestai.
No, I don't like cities.
Man labiau patinka gyventi kaime.
I prefer to live in the country.
Taip, man taip pat patinka kaimas.
Yes, I like the country too. This is the third and last conversation of this lesson, followed by the explanations.
Jurgi, ar tu nori pamatyti mūsų namą?
Jurgis, do you want to see our house?
Mielai.
Gladly.
Jūs turite didelį namą.
You have a large house.
Mūsų namas yra mažas.
Our house is small.
Čia yra gyvenamasis kambarys.
This is the living room.
Man patinka jūsų paveikslai.
I like your paintings.
Jūs turite daug knygų.
You have many books.
Čia yra virtuvė.
Here is the kitchen.
Viršuje yra miegamieji.
The bedrooms are upstairs.
Apačioje yra rūsys.
Downstairs is the basement.
Parodyk man taip pat daržą.
Show me the garden too.
Gerai, eikime laukan.
Fine, let's go outside.
Kokios gražios gėlės.
What beautiful flowers.
Kas gyvena tame name?
Who lives in that house?
Ten gyvena mano draugė Daiva.
My friend Daiva lives there. The second set of derived numbers is that of the Dashimt or T numbers. They are made up of the base primary numbers plus Dashimt. Dashimt, 10. Dvidešimt, 20. Trisdešimt, 30. Keturiasdešimt, 40. Penkiasdešimt, 50. Šešiasdešimt, 60. Septyniasdešimt, 70. Aštuoniasdešimt, 80. And devyniasdešimt, 90. Other numbers are nulis, 0, šimtas, 100, tūkstantis, 1,000, milijonas, million, and bilijonas, billion. All Lithuanian numbers are made up of combinations of these. 74. 74. 800. 800. 563. 563. And so on. Man patinka, or aš mėgstu, I like, or literally, it appeals to me. Man nepatinka gyventi mieste, or aš nemėgstu gyventi mieste. I don't like to live in the city. In Lithuanian, the negative verb form is constructed by using ne in front of the verb. Aš mokau, aš nemokau. I teach, I do not teach. Jis nori, jis nenori. He wants, he does not want. The reflexive particle si or s is added at the end of the verb. Aš mokaus, mokausi. I study. Si is also inserted between the prefix and the verb proper. Susitikti, to meet each other. The negative particle ne is treated in such cases as a prefix. Nesimokau, I do not study. Reflexive verbs with prefix are conjugated as regular verbs. The third conversation was mostly about rooms. Gyvenamasis kambarys, svetainė, salionas, living room. Miegamasis, bedroom, and virtuvė, kitchen. Some other rooms are valgomasis, dining room, svečių kambarys, guest room, vonios kambarys, bathroom. Here is some baldai, furniture. Kėdė, chair. Stalas, table. Sofa. Lova, bed. Knygų lentyna, bookshelf. Užuolaidos, curtains. Drabužinė, sieninė, spinta, closet. Televizija, TV. Kriauklė, sink. Krosnis, stove. Lampa, lamp, kilimas, rug, or carpet, and rašomasis stalas, desk. Notice the agreement of the adjective and noun endings. Didelis, namas, and namas yra mažas. The word namas, house, is masculine and is used here with a nominative case ending. An example of a feminine noun and adjective is mano kėdė yra maža. My chair is small. Tame name, in that house. Dideliame name, in a large house. Šiame darže, in this garden, use the locative ending, answering the question where. You have come to the end of the third set of dialogues. Please listen to these once more before going to the exercises. Listen, understand, and speak. Please read the directions for the following three exercises and then listen to the tape. All answers are either on tape or at the back of the book. Exercise number one. Listen to the tape and write in English where each person lives. A.
Aš esu Martinas. Aš gyvenu Lindeno gatvėje 17.
B.
Aš esu Daiva. Aš gyvenu kaime.
C.
Aš esu Vladas Kalnius. Mes gyvename mieste.
D.
Aš esu Onutė. Aš gyvenu čia pat, kaimynystėje.
The answers are A. 17 Linden Street. B. In the country. C. In the city. D. In the neighborhood. Exercise number 2. In this exercise, write the answers before you listen to the tape, selecting them from the box below. Then listen to the tape to see whether you are correct. The answers are A. Koks yra jūsų adresas? Mano adresas yra 3345 Vašingtono gatvė, Bostone. B. Kur gyvena tavo draugė? Mano draugė gyvena Niujorke. C. Kokia yra jūsų pavardė? Mano pavardė yra Liepa. D. Ar tu nori pamatyti daržą? Mielai, prašau parodyk man daržą. Exercise number 3. Listen to the tape. Daiva is giving out her friend's telephone numbers. Write them in the box provided. A.
Jurgio telefono numeris yra 641-9300.
B.
Jevos telefono numeris yra 427-99-3-1.
C.
Rimo telefono numeris yra 285-1-5-4-7.
D.
Balčiūno telefono numeris yra 85-6-8-2-7-3.
The answers are A. Jurgis's telephone number is 641-9300. B. Jeva's telephone number is 427-9931. C. Rimas's telephone number is 285-1547. D. Mr. Balčiūnas's telephone number is 856-8273. Review the conversations of this lesson if you feel the need to. Now it is your turn to speak. Listen to the tape. Someone will prompt you on what to say. Exercise number 4. You are visiting people you do not know well. Listen to the questions and answer in Lithuanian. New phrase. Kaip prašau? Pardon me? Labą dieną. Malonu susipažinti.
Koks yra jūsų vardas?
Your answer. My name is Jurgis Balčiūnas. Aš esu Jurgis Balčiūnas.
Kokia yra jūsų pavardė?
Your answer is. My last name is Balčiūnas. Mano pavardė yra Balčiūnas.
Koks yra jūsų adresas?
Your answer. My address is 3345 Washington Street. Mano adresas yra 3345 Washingtono gatvė.
Ir telefono numeris?
Your answer. My telephone number is 438-7190. Mano telefono numeris yra 438-7190. Exercise number 5. Someone is asking you directions. Kur yra? Where is? Answer according to the prompts. A. Kur yra telefonas? Answer. The telephone is in the dining room. Telefonas yra valgomajame. B. Kur yra vonios kambarys? Answer. The bathroom is in the basement. Vonios kambarys yra rūsyje. C. Kur yra tavo tėvas? Answer. My father is in the kitchen. Mano tėvas yra virtuvėje. D. Kur tu esi? Answer. Here I am. I am in the house. Aš esu čia. Aš esu namie. Exercise number 6. Answer the following questions fully. A. Ar jums patinka modernus paveikslai? Answer. No, I don't like modern paintings. Ne, man nepatinka modernus paveikslai. B. Ar tau patinka mūsų namas? Answer. Yes, I like your house. Man patinka tavo namas. C. Ar tau patinka mano brolis? Answer. Yes, I like your brother. Taip, man patinka tavo brolis. D. Ar jums patinka gėlės? Answer. No, I don't like flowers. Ne, man nepatinka gėlės. Bonus exercise. At this point, stop the cassette and figure out in Lithuanian all the information about yourself. Your name, age, address, size of family, etc. Since we cannot supply you with answers to this one, you'll have to do your own checking. If you are not sure, ask someone. In Lithuanian only. Listen to the third lesson again if you feel you need to. Then listen to the three conversations. If you understood every word, you're doing wonderfully well. Even if you missed here and there, you're still doing fine. Conversation number 1.
Čia tu esi, Daiva. Prašau susipažinti su mano draugu Martynu.
Malonu tave sutikti, Martinai. Kokia tavo pavardė?
Mano pavardė yra Kiškis.
Kur tu gyveni?
Aš gyvenu visai netoli, Lindeno gatvėje.
Koks tavo adresas?
Mano adresas yra Lindeno gatvė 17.
Aš žinau, ji yra čia pat kaiminystėje. O koks tavo telefono numeris?
964-5832.
Conversation number 2.
Kur jūs gyvenate?
Mano draugas ir aš gyvename Čikagoje.
Koks yra jūsų adresas?
Mes gyvename Granto gatvėje 274, gražiame naujame name. Vasarą aš gyvenu kaime pas tėvus.
Ar jums patinka gyventi mieste?
Ne, man nepatinka miestai. Man labiau patinka gyventi kaime.
Taip, man taip pat patinka kaimas.
Conversation number 3.
Jurgi, ar tu nori pamatyti mūsų namą?
Mielai, jūs turite didelį namą. Mūsų namas yra mažas.
Čia yra gyvenamasis kambarys.
Man patinka jūsų paveikslai. Jūs turite daug knygų.
Čia yra virtuvė. Viršuje yra miegamieji. Apačioje yra rūsys.
Parodyk man taip pat daržą.
Gerai, eikime laukan.
Kokios gražios gėlės. Kas gyvena tame name?
Ten gyvena mano draugė Daiva.
This is the end of lesson number 3. Please go on to lesson number 4. Lesson number 4. Do you speak Lithuanian? You have been learning diligently, and now you can say hello and can manage to get through introductions. But what do you do when the person next to you begins a story of which you understand, at the very best, every fifth word? You might say, Atleiskite, aš nesuprantu lietuviškai. Excuse me. I do not understand Lithuanian, at which point the conversation might switch to English, or you can try some of the following phrases.
Labą dieną.
Hello.
Prašau susipažinti.
Please be acquainted.
Tai mano draugė. Elena.
This is my friend, Elena.
Ar tu esi lietuvė?
Are you Lithuanian?
Ne, aš esu amerikietė.
No, I am an American.
Aš mokausi lietuviškai.
I am learning Lithuanian.
Tu kalbi gana gerai.
You speak quite well.
Ačiū už komplimentą.
Thanks for the compliment.
Aš tik nesenai pradėjau mokytis.
I just recently began studying.
Aš daug ko nesuprantu.
I don't understand quite a lot.
Tačiau yra malonu, kad tu mokaisi lietuviškai.
It is still nice that you are learning Lithuanian.
Ką tu sakai?
What did you say?
Ar gali tai pakartoti?
Can you repeat that?
Malonu, kad tu mokaisi.
It's nice that you're learning.
Prašau, kalbėk lėčiau.
Please talk slower.
Kitaip aš nesuprantu.
Otherwise, I don't understand. The following are explanations concerning previous conversations. Listen to them carefully. When talking about nationality, remember the differences in gender. If you are a woman, say, aš esu amerikietė. If a man, aš esu amerikietis. A Lithuanian would say, aš esu lietuvė, or aš esu lietuvis. Similar gender differences apply to proper names. Bronius Vaitekūnas is a man. Bronė Vaitekūnienė a woman. If a masculine surname ends in us or jus, the feminine ending uviene instead of iene. Sutkus, sutkuviene. Kalnius, kalniuviene. Unmarried women have also different endings to their names. Vaitekūnas, vaitekūnaitė. Raudonis, raudonytė. Sutkus, sutkutė. Kalnius, kalniūtė. Ar tu moki lietuviškai? Do you know Lithuanian? Ar tu supranti lietuviškai? Do you understand Lithuanian? If you do not understand a language, it is wise to ask the other person to speak slowly, lėtai or pamažu. Prašau kalbėk lėčiau means please speak more slowly. Other directions might be kalbėk greitai or greičiau, speak fast or faster. Kalbėk tyliai or tyliau, speak quietly or more quietly. Kalbėk balsiai or balsiau, speak loudly or louder. As you know, it is possible to study this course on several levels, the easiest being simple memorization of phrases needed. For further advancement, you need to understand the use of verbs. We suggest that you check the grammar sections, pages 52, 53, 62, and the supplement, pages 231 through 233. This is the second conversation.
Sveikas, ponia Kalvaitė.
Hello, Mr. Kalvaitis.
Tai yra Robertas.
This is Robertas.
Jis mokosi lietuviškai.
He is learning Lithuanian.
Kur jūs mokotės?
Where are you studying?
Aš mokausi pas ponę Karaitienę.
I am studying with Mrs. Karaitienė.
Ar jums patinka mokytis lietuviškai?
Do you like learning Lithuanian?
Atsiprašau.
Excuse me.
Prašau, nekalbėkite taip greitai.
Please don't talk so fast.
Aš klausiau, ar jums...
I asked whether you...
Aš suprantu.
I understand.
Taip, man patinka mokytis kalbas.
Yes, I like studying languages.
Bet man atrodo, kad...
But it seems to me that...
Lietuvių kalba yra...
The Lithuanian language is...
Kaip jūs tą sakot?
How do you say that...
Lietuviškai.
In Lithuanian.
Gana sunki...
Quite difficult.
Teisingai, labai sunki.
That's right, very difficult. The following is the third conversation.
Ar tu namie kalbi lietuviškai?
Do you speak Lithuanian at home?
Taip, žinoma.
Yes, of course.
Aš esu lietuvis.
I am Lithuanian.
Mes paprastai namie kalbame lietuviškai.
We usually speak Lithuanian at home.
Mano tėvai kalba tiktai lietuviškai.
My parents speak only Lithuanian.
Aš taip pat kalbu lietuviškai su vyro motina.
I also speak Lithuanian with my mother-in-law.
Su savo seserimis aš kartais kalbu angliškai.
With my sisters, I sometimes speak English.
O jis?
And he?
Tai yra mano vyro brolis.
That is my brother-in-law.
Jis prastai kalba lietuviškai.
He speaks Lithuanian poorly.
Bet jis taip pat mokosi.
But he too is learning. As you noticed, atsiprašau has been translated as pardon me. Should you need to ask for actual forgiveness, say atleisk or atleiskite or prašau dovanok, dovanokite. So far, we have been using many adverbs, lėtai, tyliai, balsiai, etc. Adverbs are easier to use than adjectives because they do not have to agree with the noun in gender and case endings. Many Lithuanian adverbs end in the letters I. By removing the endings, you can change them into adjectives. Sunkiai is an adverb meaning hard or difficult. However, lietuvių kalba yra sunki uses an adjective modifying the feminine noun kalba, language. The opposites are lengvai, adverb, and lengvas, lengva, adjective, meaning easy or light. At this point, we think you deserve a break, so we'll give you two very useful phrases. Kas tai yra? What is that? And ką tai reiškia? What does that mean? Whenever you don't understand something, use them. Where do you speak Lithuanian? I speak Lithuanian at home or namie. In Lithuanian, the word for house is namas, noun, and namie, adverb, at home. Where do you live? Aš gyvenu name, locative of the noun. I live in a house. Kur jis eina? Jis eina namo, adverb. He is going home. In Lithuanian, there is no direct translation for the word in-law. We say vyro tėvas or uošvis, husband's father, vyro motina or uošvė, husband's wife, žmonos tėvas, žmonos motina, or uošvis, uošvė, wife's father, wife's mother. However, son-in-law is žentas, and daughter-in-law, marti. Brother-in-law, and sister-in-law are Svainis and Svainė. Notice that the English translations have more words than the Lithuanian. Su vyro motina, with my mother-in-law. In Lithuanian, whatever is made clear by endings can be left out. Some other useful adverbs are kartais, sometimes, dažnai, often, retai, seldom, paprastai, usually, visuomet, always, and niekada, never. To correctly use niekada, you have to prefix ne to the front of the verb it modifies, thus forming a double negative. Aš niekada nekalbu garsiai. I never talk loudly. Listen to the three dialogues once again with your book and then go on to the exercises. And speak. Now we've come to the listening section, which gives you a chance to check how well you understand spoken Lithuanian. As before, your chance to speak will come later in the lesson. Read the instructions in the book before you listen to the tape, and remember to stop the tape whenever you need more time to think or talk. Exercise number one. Listen to the tape and write in the names of the people being spoken about next to their descriptions. A.
Onutė nesupranta angliškai.
B.
Karoliui Belicui patinka mokytis kalbas.
C.
Prezidentas Bušas niekada nekalbėjo lietuviškai.
D.
Robertas mokosi pas Karaitienę.
E.
Tu ir aš, mes kalbame lietuviškai ir angliškai.
The answers are A. Does not understand English. Onutė. B. Likes to study languages. Charles Berlitz. C. Never speaks Lithuanian. President Bush. D. Is studying with Mrs. Karaitis. Robertas. E. Speak Lithuanian and English. You and I. We. Exercise number two. Write in the correct translation for each sentence, choosing from the box below. A.
Ką tai reiškia?
B.
Mano draugas prastai kalba lietuviškai.
C.
Prašau, kalbėkite lėčiau.
D.
Atsiprašau, ką tu sakei?
The answers to exercise number two, and please listen to them only after you have done the written part, are A. What does that mean? B. My friend speaks Lithuanian poorly. C. Please talk more slowly. D. Excuse me, what did you say? Exercise number three. Listen to the following section and answer the questions in English. Notice that some review material has been included.
Elena gyvena namuose pas tėvus. Ji turi tris seseris ir du brolius. Jos telefono numeris yra 434-2431. Elena yra amerikietė. Ji turi lietuvį draugą ir mokosi lietuviškai. Ji gerai kalba lietuviškai, bet dar daug ko nesupranta.
Ei, ar Elena gyvena nuomuotame bute?
B.
Koks yra jos telefono numeris?
C.
Ar Elena yra lietuvė?
D.
Ar ji kalba lietuviškai?
The answers to exercise number 3 are A. No, she lives at home with her parents. B. Her telephone number is 434-2431. C. No, Elena is an American. D. No, she is still learning Lithuanian. This is your chance to speak. If you do not get everything right, do not worry about it. Repeat the exercise before moving on to the next lesson. This is the end of side 2. Lesson number 4 will continue on side 3 of the next tape.